What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag.
Yay. Yeah. Episode 117. 17 is my favorite number. What's your favorite number?
I like the number 644.
What the hell?
That's facts.
Why? Not really.
I just don't worry about it. I just like that number a lot. Vic, what's your number?
27.
My mom actually decorated for Thanksgiving.
Did
it
she?
Was really beautiful.
How was it? Yeah.
It was great. It was my birthday on Thanksgiving.
I know.
644. I get it.
What about you, Vic? What's your favorite phone number? Or wait, favorite number?
It changes every 2 months. No, but number 20.
Hey, bro, Vic had a girlfriend and did it in 1 week.
I know.
Wait, we had a girlfriend again?
No, not really, but it's
oh,
just
I ruined
like,
it. Oh, that was my fault.
Yeah. What's your favorite number?
Oh, yeah. 27.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Irene filling in for Maximo that has like super duper choro.
It's crazy.
Maximo's doing this thing where he's calling off sick for everything. Yeah. Except ATM Danny stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
he thinks
wow,
we don't notice.
You're
we're like,
sick
dog, I notice.
The hours of so 5 a.m. Yeah. and 2 p.m.
Dog, he just told say me you too, hate
I'm,
us.
I'm going to miss the shoot. And I was like, I didn't ask. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever.
All right. Okay. We're moving on from that topic.
All right.
Good morning or good afternoon.
What
good
time
evening,
is it?
Whatever you're listening.
It's probably
watching.
11 a.m. Depends how fast Jose and Fuego get this out of here. But if it's afternoon, good afternoon. If
they already have hella edits. Yeah.
So many.
But damn, Avic, I'm sorry for ruining your relationship.
Oh, it's okay.
Your 1 week relationship.
I know. I think I fixed it, but I'm not
what,
sure.
What, it was a scam and jam or what happened?
I don't know. It's like supposedly like she was like, she said that she was, she blocked me. Mm-hmm. No, wait. Supposedly her phone broke, but I thought I was blocked for like a day.
Wait, that's three finger combo?
No.
That's another
no, she,
one.
She unblocked me, but we haven't really spoken. No, that's some so other funny girl. She said her phone broke, and then it started working again on Friday, which was kind of weird.
Payday, yeah. Actually, it might not be weird.
No, I told him that she was lying.
She was home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving was also my birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just see a text from Duno. Yo, and I was like, yole, and he's like, check for your Starbucks. I sent you Starbucks. And I was like, that is the cutest thing ever. He sent me a birthday cake pop.
Birthday cake pop.
And a Starbucks drink.
Yeah.
And that is so sweet. And that's how I know you're a great guy.
Nice guy.
And when you and married, she's going to be so lucky.
I haven't even talked to that for the last like
all right, all right. Shut up.
I haven't. I'm a mama. I haven't.
Oh.
I said, oh, shut up.
Te dolió el corazón. ¿Qué pasó?
Like me, but why you gotta be like me?
Exactly.
That's
she matched your energy and you can't handle it.
Okay, so
what
look,
happened?
Okay, so I had texted her. At this point, everybody's just like interested in our love life, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, our they're actually not. All the guys are like, why are you guys talking about love relationships? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh well,
hurting.
Yeah. Where else are we going to do it?
On Wednesday night at like 4 a.m., but I was literally just...
Wednesday? Last Wednesday.
Last
day before
Wednesday.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, day
boom
before Thanksgiving. I'm chilling. And then, Thursday morning, la madrugada, like at 3, 4 a.m., I was doing something that night. I was like up doing something, drying it. And then I was drying. And then I remember, I like thought about it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to text her and invite her to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. With my family, which we had it at my mom's, technically, like, literally.
Yeah,
so we're like, hey, I'm having Thanksgiving, come if you want to come. And then she never, so I double texted. I'm like, hey, you don't know how to reply or something?
It was 3 in the morning.
No, but she didn't reply till like, she didn't reply until I double texted her. And she's like, I was sleeping and then I rushed to work. I'm like, oh, so you still work? And she was like, yeah, from 2 to 10. And I was like, okay, when you get out, come eat.
Came through.
Mm-hmm. And then she didn't come, and then she was like, oh, where's my phone? My phone's dead. But she texted me so funny. She was like, she's like, with my family drinking. You treat me like a and a ver si me olvido, what? Or like si me recuerdo or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, phew, she get over it already. And
so then before you guys talked, you hadn't reached out to her? Because that's what it seems like. You hadn't talked to her and you hit her up. And so she's like, this fool just hits me whenever he wants. So it was what it seems like.
Which I hit her for Thanksgiving, though. It's not like I hit you up to come. I hit you up for Thanksgiving. Have a good with the fam.
How long did you not talk to her before that?
That don't matter.
That matters to her. That's what she feels. She feels like, dude, I see him. He doesn't hit me up till the day before Thanksgiving.
She don't date, and I don't tell her nothing. Why is she being a hater? My thing is like that.
But then same I told reason her, you're being a hater.
But then I told her, I was like, babe, you don't want to come. Babe, my mom said don't come ever again. And I just didn't reply to her. Well, my mom didn't even say that.
Yeah, I know.
We know.
Why is that going so far? Es que alguien te calls you and you have to...
I gotta stop playing with my emotions like I don't got any.
You play like you don't have emotions. So then she's going to play like you don't have it and then you don't have it.
See, but I know she has emotions, so I try to lie. The point is she don't try to lie.
Oh, I do know. I want you guys to get back together. What is it going to take?
Nothing.
Okay, this is my thing. Shout out to guys. Shout out to all the men in the world. You guys are kings. But you love calling a girl crazy or writing her off, but don't look at what you did to get her there. You did something to get her to respond that way, which is you didn't talk to her that whole week, but then expected her to talk to you back as soon as you text her like a puppy, like, oh, yes, Duno, I will be right there.
It was for Thanksgiving. We had great food there.
Yeah, pero también, you got to see where she's coming from.
Okay, I get it. It's like... I get you wanting her.
Yeah, that's
for
beautiful.
Thanksgiving
that's,
because it's like
you,
there's
amazing.
Nobody else you would rather
exactly.
have than her, right? You know, so she should.
She should be grateful.
Be grateful,
she's
but
ashamed.
Also,
and I'm.
But also, like she on her end feels like, wow, you don't want me the other days though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you only hit me up for the day where all your family's there and yeah.
I get you.
She wants to be hit up every day.
No, I get you. It's better to.
I'm
yes.
busy, homie. We got Brownback on Tuesdays.
Yeah. And she wants to be just as important on Wednesday as on Thanksgiving.
That's the way life works.
That's what I'm just thinking from her perspective.
Some of y'all are just meant to be important from Monday to Thursday.
Oh,
no.
My God.
No. And see, that's why you're getting the girl that you're getting.
I'm not getting any girls right now. I haven't had like a full conversation with her in a long time. Thugging to the sun's up.
Anyway, I thought it was really sweet that you sent me.
How do you go from your Starbucks to this?
No, I thought it was really sweet that you sent me Starbucks. I promise you, I was so happy. Like, I was like, this is so awesome that you did that. So
yeah.
Thank you, dude.
Because
you were just living your life. And to me, it's like, it's the sweetest thing when someone gives a thought to you. And you gave me a thought, and then you were like, oh, let me send
her. Yeah, I was going to drive to you and just drive off to Starbucks and kick it for like
Calm
a little
down,
bit.
Calm down, I'm married. But like, then, chill the
Yeah, but then I was like, she said she was hosting, and then that means yeah. the food's probably not ready. So what the fuck? What am I gonna go for? I'm like, I'm just ordering.
Yeah. No, that meant so much. You
Bro.
Don't understand.
And then
when I got it, I was like, mijito.
And then I told
and
him
then
to
I
put
texted him back, and you ghosted me.
You texted me pretty late. You liked it a little
said,
bit.
Oy, gracias, mi perdón.
Oh no, I liked it. Yeah. I hearted it.
You were supposed to leave a note.
Yeah, and I didn't put the note. The just point of the option. The happy birthday. Love you.
Oh, well, probably that's why they didn't.
Oh, yeah. I probably couldn't write that.
Yeah.
Well, Starbucks?
Yeah, they're probably yeah. getting in trouble. Yeah.
Imagine we got a iced coffee with milk for happy birthday. Love you.
But I was just trying to be nice. I'm like,
no.
Because I've sent flowers before when they're mad at me and I write like some crazy.
Yeah,
but like, put it all your business out there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry I cheat on you.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry about the other time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'll put it in that hole next time. It was an accident, I swear.
Sorry about your cat.
It's like a scroll.
Yeah.
hear ye. No, I'm, you know what? I told my homies. Like, one time I was in the car, it was me, D-Poet, Pizer, and Jakarta. And I was like, you forgot to send flowers. Watch this. And I placed the order, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Ding, 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 ding.
I also would like to thank all of your friends reached out to me and told me happy birthday. D-Poet, Denner, P.
Did your Carter reach out?
No.
What the f*** Tom?
What's
wrong? No, but you know what? He reposted your thing.
He don't like
me. He don't like True? More of a guy if you ask me.
He's a booty dude?
He's a booty dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but dude, Thanksgiving was fun though.
Yeah.
Had a great time at Thanksgiving. I ate a lot of food. You know what? I'm over the White Claw joints.
Really?
The cruda's disgusting.
Bro, the
terrible.
Other day, and my dad is very, we're going through a sensitive time as a family, but my dad's very on top of my like feelings right now. Mm-hmm. He's like extra checking on me. And then he came in the other day and I was drinking a Celsius and he's like, it was like 3 p.m. And he's like, mija, you're drinking alcohol? And he thought it was like
a white claw
or something. I was like, dad, this is an energy drink.
That's so cute though.
But like he was like, I'm like, damn, no one ever looked at what I was drinking.
You're like, I'm trying to go up, not down.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit was lit.
What?
Thanksgiving.
My dad?
Oh, no. Your dad, too, for checking on your mental health.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. When I see you post that shit, I'm like, ah. I'm like terrible. Because I just think
being supportive.
Yeah, no, no. I'm good at being supportive if we're physically with each other.
Yeah.
But mentally, through the phone, I'm going to be like, cheer up, fucker. But it might sound like, fool, stop fucking crying, cheer up.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I
feel you. I sometimes want to like reach out and
to certain people or just anybody.
And I just like when it's just on text or phone, like I just keep it short. Like my prayers are with you. Mm-hmm. Like I don't try to go through like a whole long thing because I don't know.
You also don't want to get lost in it. You don't know. Like it's just a lot.
You might by trying to make yourself. This is what I think sometimes. By trying to make yourself feel like a better friend by writing like a whole long paragraph. You might trigger that person
right
a little further.
Mm-hmm. They're
not even trying to deal with all that today.
Yeah, that's real shit.
If you know what it is, because then what if I do send you like a long paragraph, not just you, but just anybody, and then they don't fucking reply, then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, I've done that before when one of my homies, one of their loved ones passed, I sent them like a long paragraph and they never replied and they texted me like a whole month later about something whole different. And I was like, okay, well. Yeah. And he's like, I saw it. I just didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
I was like, hey,
just like, you don't know what to say. There might be a, I don't know what to say back.
To say back. Because
there's also a pressure of like, okay, to make you feel better.
Yes.
But it's like, I can't pretend like I still don't feel like shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, it's like, thanks. Like, you fixed it.
And in reality, it's like, we can't really fix it. Right. You know, we can be supportive. And I think those little words of exchange are like sometimes enough, you know.
Yeah, I'm more like of an imprint. Like, I called the homegirl Allison yesterday, and I was like, "What's up, fucker? You don't say what's up anymore. You don't call anymore." And she's like, "She's dealing with like a psycho boyfriend right now."
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm like, "Why haven't you told her?" And she's like, "Fool, I told that fool, mommy, they're gonna fuck you up." Mm-hmm. And that fool, like, and she was like, "Dude, look, psycho." And that fool texted her like,
"Crazy."
He
shit.
Sent her like a long ass like no like. I love you. And I'm like, bro, you gotta be careful. But I'm like, just call it if anything. But I was like, fuck her, you have, cause she's like, oh, I was fucked up. You didn't invite me to Brown Bag. And I'm like, fool, the show's not even here yet. By the way, get your tickets to the live show.
December 23rd.
You might see Allison there. She might be single. You guys could try to get it cracking with her, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the homegirls.
Only for tonight.
The homegirls with the activities.
You're so stupid.
But yeah, she's like tripping. She's like, bro, that was crazy. I'm like, whoop, beat his ass.
Yeah.
She left when my dad passed away, we had the after party to my dad's funeral. Sounds crazy. Yeah. But when after, like, when we got together after, that fool didn't want to come in and meet us.
Dang.
Really? Yeah.
I'm like, guilty conscious.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. This was before we knew all the cheese man.
I know, but maybe he was already fucking up.
People tell on themselves even before.
He already had shame.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little weird because she I told him, I was like, bro, I got a lot of homies and they're like my brothers. If you don't like that, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He probably felt intimidated off the rip.
I feel intimidated by you.
You know what? I'm the nice one.
No.
I'm like a funny nice, like. What are these? Mm-hmm. And everybody would join.
Yeah.
Everybody's enjoying.
I know you're not saying what are those with. Look at your shoes.
Oh, no, yeah. We kind of came bumming to look. My shoes are terrible.
No, what is happening to your shoe? He has it on the third hole.
Those aren't the right laces.
His Air Force.
They're on the right laces.
They're not the right.
Yeah, what's your name? Duno.
Is wearing Air Force Ones. And they're washed, they're clean. They look like beaters, but you've cleaned them.
Yeah.
And then
they're like a little bit white girled out, but just with a little bit of
marsh. No, I think you took care of it. I like it. It's clean. But he only tied it to 3 holes. So he did the first 3 holes, and then that's where he tied it.
Okay, you want to know the story behind this?
Did you steal little kids' shoelaces or what?
No,
you got yours stolen?
These shoelaces are from some Dunks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dunks are like a little like...
Shorter.
But I was in a rush one time, mm-hmm. But I was wearing... The shaggies.
Yeah.
So it covers it up to where people can't see. And then I just kept them on because they're like, they're right by my door.
Yeah.
Put them right by my car and put out. Yeah.
So they're kind of like, low-key like slippers is what you did.
So I'm running errands all day.
If you were to do an Air Force One collab, you could be like that.
Yes.
Ooh. Short into it's like a slipper.
With the Dunk laces.
If we had a little bit more cushion on the thing, I think that'd be super.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
What happened to the shoelaces of the Air Force?
I probably lost them.
But how do you lose shoelaces?
Because I still don't even know how to lace up my shoes. I ask like PZ or them to do it.
To do it, yeah.
Like they know how to. Like they know how to. They know how I like it.
Yeah.
Pause.
Ooh.
But yeah, they just
unpause,
do it for me.
Unpause. Play. Fast forward.
But yeah, they so I just did them myself.
I like it.
I wore these to Big Bear last year.
Oh really? Are you gonna go this year?
I'm in Fresno for my homie's birthday. Oh. So I was kind of fucked up on Friday. But on Saturday, we have Besame Mucho.
Yes, Besame Mucho.
So last year.
The lineup is crazy.
So last year, I was in Big Bear a day.
Yes, I
right
remember.
Before Besame Mucho. So that was a good fucking time.
Oh, yeah, and then you drove down.
I drove down, went home, showered, and went to Besame Mucho.
And then Snow's concert.
And I went to Snow's concert. Fuck, how long?
Oh, yeah, I did a lot that day.
But you know what? I shout out Snow. I don't regret going to her concert, but like, you ended up pulling up, and I saw the picture where like, all the Latinx people were together, and I was like, damn, I wanted to be there.
No. I never went to the concert.
No, he meant Besame Mucho.
Besame Mucho.
Oh.
That you guys didn't cross paths. You came when he left.
Yes, and also he missed the...
I missed the photo. Yeah.
I missed the woke photo. No. I was like, god damn it, I wanted to be there.
I missed that.
What are the woke people?
Yeah.
Oh, you miss her?
What?
Whoa! No.
I missed that day.
That day. Bro, you know what?
That was a good day.
Sometimes you just gotta say goodbye.
All right.
That was a good day.
You know what? I'm just happy for you, Vic.
Thank you.
And like again, I want to apologize for ruining your relationship.
No, I think I...
You didn't fix it.
You just sped up a process.
Who told her that? Like, she went through my IG story?
Her stupid ass homegirl. You know, there's always one hating ass homegirl. Like, did you see... Bitch, did you see this?
Do you remember her homegirl's name?
Yeah.
No,
what's the point?
No, just... We'll bleep it.
I don't know who she is.
Dumb fucking nosy ass bitch. Mind your fucking business while going through my story. My homie wasn't even doing nothing. If you don't know, on his side hustle, he checks for ears and hairs. That's what the fuck he was doing. Mind your business when talking about my homie. He wasn't fucking macking on no neck and no ear
and
no hair.
That's all I was doing.
The homie was over there that fool was checking if she had lice because there's a pandemic right now.
That's right.
So don't you ever fucking blame my homie for cheating on your very beautiful, talented homegirl. I don't even know what she does, but whatever she does, I'm pretty sure she's amazing at it. The homie loves her and wants her 1 week to turn into 2 weeks, maybe three, maybe four, maybe years. You know what I'm saying?
That's
mind your fucking business.
That's right.
I don't want to say it twice. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Is that his girl's name?
No, I don't know who it is.
Dug into the Santa.
Okay, Besame Mucho. Do you guys have your outfits? What are you doing?
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
No.
There's outfits for every fucking thing.
So you guys are fucked up to do that to Bo. Shout out Bo Roses, who styled you guys.
She did a great job.
Yes.
Great job.
You guys gave her one day notice.
Okay, you know what? But the last Besame Mucho, everybody was just normal. That's what I'm going to do.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like a regular festival. Like,
whoa, don't call it regular.
Outfit-wise, I know it's not regular. I'm super excited, even though Duno thinks I don't know any of the artists on the lineup. But
sing a song.
I'm just saying, no, I don't want to sing a song. Yeah.
Yesterday she asked me to, like, she's like, can I leave you guys while I watch Rick? And I was like, sure.
Watches what?
Rake.
I want to see Rake.
And I was like,
what the fuck is that guy?
I'm like, I don't know.
It's a group,
she knows though.
It's three of them, and they're like so dope.
I'm like, she knows.
Like pop. It's like pop rock.
Yeah, they sing in Vietnam. They sing.
I was impressed.
Show them the guy you showed me.
Wait, which one?
She.
Irene has a boyfriend?
This is your type?
She wants us to interview this guy, and I think we should all pull together for the homegirl.
Irene, this is your type right here?
What the fuck?
They're not. I don't like them like that.
That's
like,
cross eyed.
Like Greg-y?
That looks like Greg.
No.
Why are his eyes so close together?
I don't like them like that. I love their music. Like when I was in high school, that's when I like got hip to
Rake.
Them.
And, I feel like my mom would know who they are.
That's how I would learn Spanish.
Rake. Well, it goes to show.
Rizzy Rake.
These fools are fucking
lame.
Show me, Irene.
Hold on. What did I send? I sent it to you.
You said you DM'd it. And you're like, can we get him into the party interview him?
I was impressed because I'm like, oh, she knows.
Hold on. I have to send it to
you. Who the fuck is
I know a lot of the artists on the lineup, okay? I have to send it to Jose.
So there's a group that you want to interview.
I don't want to interview them.
I mean, you want to see them, yeah. Okay. Okay, well, Irene, yeah, go ahead, take off and watch this lame ass shit.
I told Vic, he's like,
Irene sent you something stupid asshole.
But like, they're closing out a stage, so you guys won't need me after that. Yeah, I sent it.
What stage are they closing out?
They're closing out the, hold on, I screenshot.
Yeah, they're headlining.
Because I was making my
They're headlining? Out. They're like Chilean?
On the Te Gusta El Pop stage.
No, they're Mexican.
They're Mexican?
Yeah, you want to hear a song?
Not fucking really.
Oh, well then. You're so mean.
By the way, while you guys look for stuff, in Besame Mucho, oh no, we found him. Dude, the one with the suspenders, the one on your left. Yep.
Shout out my boy Mike.
Who is that?
That's my dog, I know him.
Wow. Who is that?
He's like a, think of like a new modern, who's the fool that sings Para bailar la bamba. Fuck, I'm getting a...
Richie Valens?
Think of like a Richie Valens.
He's the new Richie Valens?
He's not the... Cuco's the Richie Valens.
No, no.
Cuco.
He has like... So my boy, I actually met him on set for a chata with oat milk.
Hey. So you all know this fool.
I know him. I don't know if they know him, but I know him.
How would they not know him if he was on set for horchata with
oat milk? No. Soso and... Soso's the only one that was on set with us, other than me, Soso.
And you like him, Irene?
Oh, my phone's dead. Charge it real quick. I'll call him right now.
Yeah.
Hmm? So
I'll call him for you.
Stop. I hate that you do this, Irene. I'm going to fuck you up. Irene is like, hey, make my dreams come true. You make your dreams come true. Oh, no, I don't want my dreams to come true.
What's up, bro?
His hair looks fake. His hair looks so
fake. That shit is real. It's one of those fools
where
you're
like... Why, you ran your fingers through it or what?
It's one of those fools where you're like, oh, I can't be around my bitch.
Yeah.
But that's my boy, shout out. He's up. That would be, you know what he performing at? Mm-hmm. At the Bobby D, like the oldie concerts, he'd be opening up.
He opened up for he looks like he likes Lil Rob and MC Magic this past weekend.
Yeah.
He bangs for sure.
Yeah.
So this is your type, Irene?
He bangs.
Have types. But
so you have like G Perico and then you have Mikey.
G Perico is not my type. But,
not my type,
but yeah, this.
That's funny. How'd you hear about Mikey, Harry? Shout out him, he's killing it, by the way.
Because Sammy Joe,
yes,
she interviewed him.
Yeah, he's dope.
And she posted a clip of him singing to her, and I was like, oh my god,
I want him to sing to me and bone me.
No, I didn't. Now I don't know about the boning part, but I just want him to sing to me.
Everybody has feelings,
he just looks really.
Sometimes we all think with our private parts, Irene. Yeah. I do it a lot,
it happens.
Yeah, we know.
But damn, that's nice. But yeah, Besame Mucho, we're gonna have a great time there.
I'm excited.
Me and Vic will be at Besame Mucho doing things, and Letty will be at the. Hey, Letty, what if your man's your guy?
Yeah.
The dog you ride for.
I ride for both of them paws.
You ride for both of them paws. But yes, the one that you have a better relationship with.
Oh, yeah.
What if he just gets boom, 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 bah, like he did with Javonte Davis? What is your reaction at this point as a boxer lover?
I hope for the best for him.
Okay. Me too. Because I feel like he needs the comeback.
Yeah. And it'll be a good redemption story to have the whole world turn their back on you and then you come up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Amazing story.
And as much as, like, quote unquote, like, the OG, like, boxing fans don't like Ryan, they've never liked Ryan. So guess what? Even if he won, motherfuckers wouldn't like him. Because it's just... who he is.
They would find an asterisk.
Yes. For no, and even like, let's see, they're even talking about even if he wins. Remember when Bernard Hopkins was talking to us? Even if he wins, if he doesn't win, that it's like undeniable that he won, people are going to be like, no, he lost. He doesn't deserve it. Queen, all that stuff. Queen Ryan, like fucking Oscar Duarte called him, like all of that. Like it's a thing about him. He can never make the world happy.
Yeah. So, I think it's one of those things to where like, he's like a soup, like, people have never seen somebody like him, quote unquote. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like.
But some people like that, they have to live in it. They have to own it. They have to accept, like, all right, I'm the bad guy. I'm going to be the meanest bad, like the best bad guy you guys have ever fucking
seen. Gotta be.
And he's going to build his own people. Watch. He's going to build his own fan.
That's got to be the the Pistons, like the bad boys. Like,
yeah, like
we're really nice guys, but you want me to be a dick? Well, fuck it, I'm going to be a dick. He got to be like that fool that like, no matter what, like, kind of like fucking, what's the dude that played for Duke, the basketball player? The one that was like, he was known for being a foul, but he's actually a nice guy. He was just, people just always hate him. But he was a dick at some points.
But T.O. told us that he was like that too. Everyone talks shit about how T.O. was on the field, but he's like, I'm a good ass fucking dude.
Yeah, he never got in trouble.
But they always talk shit about how I was and like, but fuck it. And I just owned it.
It's just because he was intense
so
on the
field. So if Ryan can own it, because I think right now he's still trying to give the image of like, no, you guys, like, and not for nothing, he probably is very confident in himself, but I think he wants to be liked.
Yeah.
Own that you're not. Fuck everybody, Ryan.
Yeah,
fuck them, because they're not going to like you anyway.
I like that.
100%.
Because, and I get it. He's taking like the big, very peaceful route because he's like a big God believer. Yes. But hey, my boy.
Yeah. There's a thing in
wrestling. I'm not saying don't let God be part of your life, but fuck these.
Just listen
fools.
To some say.
Yeah. So, I'll put your ass in your playlist.
So there's a thing in wrestling. It's called babyface and heel, right? Babyface is like you're the good guy, like Hulk Hogan, All American, everybody loved him, right?
And then there's like a Randy Orton.
Yes, the heel, which is the villain, right? So right now, like this is similar to The Rock. When The Rock came out, the first thing he was. A baby face. Oh, everybody, why doesn't everybody love me? Everybody love me. Everybody hated him so bad that then he went.
Owned it.
And then he turned it and he flipped it and he became The Rock. Like the Rock that we know today, he started talking shit to the fans, started talking shit to all the other wrestlers. And he became huge. It's because he embraced and like just said, fuck it. You guys hate me? Yeah. I hate y'all too. But he became the most entertaining person to ever like be in wrestling.
And the eyebrow that's shit.
That's what Ryan got
to
do.
Yeah, because I get what you're saying. Like, food, stop being nice to these fools when these fools are being dicks.
Yeah. Just do it. So lean into it. Just be like, I am richer than y'all. Yeah. I do have more followers than y'all.
Yeah.
I can sell my own fights. I could box a trash can and people are going to pay for it.
Hey. And I can make dances.
Yeah, and I did fuck your bitch.
Yeah.
Ryan, just lean in. Come on. You need a spiritual coach?
Ryan. Ryan, just go to
we become his new manager.
Yes. You need a ghostwriter?
Yeah.
Ryan, I know you're a manager. Ryan, fucking my guy, I know you're watching this. If you're watching this, I know you're watching this. But hey, fool, go to Tupac's album, hit him up real quick.
So stupid.
First off, fuck your bitch. Just go crazy.
Start drinking more Hennessy. Start riding on your enemies.
Hennessy and Alizé. Do you,
they
man.
They paint you out to be the villain anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That fool's never going to win because...
No, you're never. You're too pretty already. You're... Sorry, but in this game, that's a L for people that are like the fans, right? So you're too pretty for it.
Mm-hmm.
Any skill you have, whether it's the left hand, whether it's the speed, there's always going to be a reason why you're not that good and so-and-so can take you and all of that.
Yeah.
You're never going to do. And that's in boxers in general.
Who should we suggest for to be, other than Victor right here, who's somebody that you think would be a funny, dope,
spiritual advisor for Ryan Garcia? Fuck, I don't want it to happen, though.
I don't know. Who are we going to say?
I don't know. I feel like Vic could be it.
I feel like Vic could be it.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm going to be his ghostwriter. Just write all the stuff down. Say it.
All the stuff you want to say here.
Exactly.
Say this.
I don't give a fuck if three-finger combo blocked me. This three-finger combo for real is going to get knocked out.
Oh,
something
my
like
gosh.
That. You know what?
I like that.
You know what? I want Ryan to win.
Yeah. I want him to win too.
I
just also really fucking like Oscar Duarte.
Yeah, I want people to stop throwing away boxers when they lose.
But you know what? Like, I'm excited. Just stay away from the squabbles in the middle.
I'm excited to be there because I'm going to be in Houston and I'll be hosting the meet and greet. And it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers. Like, Rocha's going to be there after having lost. And I'm going to be the first one to be able to talk to him, which is cool.
Tell that fool that I said, no mames, way.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Letty, you're sitting, the ring's like, we got to talk about it because we did it, right?
But
the ring's in the, this is the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this side to where the other, for Giovanni.
Yeah.
Giovanni's on my side, Rocha's on Letty's side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rocha's only watching, kind of technically how you're looking, is only watching Rocha take the hits. I'm watching Giovanni's whole hips and power, his back muscles come in for every hit.
And the way you're
sitting,
you're kind of in the second, you probably see through the second rope, so you're seeing like the body.
I'm seeing his body just give him the most deadliest punches to this kid, bro. Damn. And dog, I was super excited because I love watching
poor Alexis. Let me just go up to me. Hey, what's up, Alexis? I had a message. He just said, bro, no mames, bro. What did he say to that? Poor pobrecito.
Hey, if I want to hug that fool, for everything he's been through,
But if you're going to the fight, if you're in Houston, I know we have a lot of Texas fans. It'll be cool to meet you if you're going to go to the fight. It's going to be at Toyota Center or Toyota Arena in Houston. And say what's up. It'll be cool.
That'd be sick. Yeah, make sure you guys go say hi to Letty. Because Houston is kind of like our second home. I know we got
to
go.
Yeah, we have to go.
We have a gang of fans.
We'll be seeing Texas very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be dope. But, bro, that shit's going to be lit. But, yeah, when you see that fool, just hug that fool for me, I'll give you a bracelet to take that fool.
Yes.
And then if that fool needs a spiritual coach.
Give me a shirt that says, hey, it be like that, bro.
Hey,
it be like that
for Alexis.
A picture of him like this.
No,
he's a nice guy. He's a nice
guy. He's an incredible
guy. He's a fucking super nice guy, but dude.
What is it called? The heel and the...
The heel and the baby face.
Baby face is Alexis.
Yes, he's a baby face for sure.
Yeah, because bro, the OC was in the house.
Yeah.
I feel like Santillan is kind of a heel.
He's going to own it.
Because he's been...
That fool is all fucking manned
out. Well, yeah, but he's been like denied a bunch of opportunities. Like when I like heard his story, it's like people kept not wanting to fight him. Kept him out of like the like contenders.
The cool circle?
Yeah.
Yes, for a long time.
And you know what I saw? Like that fight, because obviously we usually go to fights because of Letty.
Yeah.
It's kind of like her thing. We just go kind of support.
Yeah,
and
by the way,
and we watch people go beat each other's shit out of each other.
That's I know.
That's always awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
But when I got there and I was seeing some of the shit, because I wanted to see how like the cameraman looks at it, like that angle where you just.
Yeah.
So I looked at it and then I saw like, you know, obviously related videos come out and they were saying that like, he was like, you fools weren't letting me in. Mm-hmm. And it's dope, right? We saw, we saw one Mexican lose, but we saw another one win. Yeah. And that's the dope thing about boxing where we're like top one, top two in the sport. So we're always, there's always somebody we can root for, especially now Mexicans are at a whole other level with it, right?
Yep.
And seeing that fool like be like, nah, you fools were sleeping on me. Well, here
it is.
This is my power. This is a man power, homie. Like,
what trips me out too about Santillan is that he was quiet the whole time. I remember like even seeing him when we went to Golden Boy offices and there was a press conference. Everything was about Rocha. And I even saw like Santillan just sitting down, like he knew, like he's just in the cut, like, all right, let's do the thing to get in there. Like, let it be about him, let it be his night, let it be Alexis Rocha's headlining fight, all that. He's just like, chill. And then boom, 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 boom. He's like, yeah, motherfucker, you let me in the house. I'm going to tear this shit down. I'm going to come nicely.
Yeah.
I'm going to be polite, but I'm going to make this shit mine. And that's what tripped me out about him because he didn't talk shit. He didn't like, he just went in there and we were trying to get out of him. Yeah.
We're like, trying to egg him on. Yeah. And he was just like, no, you know, he's a good fighter. He's a good guy. Da, da, da.
Nah, that fool was holding some
shit.
That's the crazy part.
You know what that fool is?
He held all that shit in.
You know what that fool is? He's a cousin that doesn't say nothing for a year until Thanksgiving. And it just fucks it up.
Yeah.
And it just fucks it up. But you know what?
Oh my God.
And you know what's crazy? That I'm sitting here and Letty, I don't know if you saw, but all his family's in only one little section. And bro, they're fucking
his girl's
like, go, babe. And I feel like every time she was saying go, babe, that fool was just throwing another one. And I feel it, bro. She's very beautiful. I get it. You know that she's fine. Dude, and I'm not just spray. Don't hit me like that. But like, if I have a baddie by my corner, I'm more turned. He played like Austin Reeves. He's like Jordan Poole. But fool,
that was a trip.
Fool, that fool's a brutal.
That was a crazy ass
But fight. I did see like YouTube, like, boxer pages where they were like, he's gonna be next up now.
Oh yeah.
And he, as a boxer, he's kind of a little older, you know? He's like 30.
He's older.
Yeah. So his time's now. Like, he's like, I don't have no more time to wait.
Yeah, the clock is ticking for me.
Because if he would have lost against Rocha, I probably would have been over with.
That's it. You kind of go back in the shadows. Shout out to Boxy Man. I can't wait to be in Houston. Yeah. Thank you for everyone that is always supporting. And by the way, I don't think I've told you guys, but I'm working on like a concept show. Called Ring It On. Instead of Bring It On, it's Ring It On. And it's going to be with me because I'm a girl.
And you, who else?
And just me right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
A boxing one?
Boxing vibes.
That's fine.
You know what you should have in can
I'm trademarking all this shit, by the way. And Angie got me a logo.
Pending.
Oh my God, my logo's so cool, huh, Angie?
Yeah.
Hey, Angie, nice to see
Angie
you.
Made it.
Hey,
there's
Angie.
Another Angie.
Angie, your boots are stupid, by the way. I just say something on.
What's the thing? Another Jazzy Faye production or whatever?
Another Jazzy Fizzle product shizzle.
Okay, another and jizzle
product shizzle.
Can I suggest something for your set?
Yeah.
Okay. The boxing thing to where how hard you hit.
Okay. Like the theme, the game?
Arcade game?
A booklet of a bunch of doctors to call when you get socked really hard. Some tape.
Some tape,
you know, boxes.
Tape yourself up.
CT scans.
Okay, I'm
done.
That's football.
But yeah, hey, shout out you. Ring It On, motherfuckers. That's
fire. Ring It On instead of Bring It On, Ring It On.
I like that.
It's cute, right?
That.
Yeah, that's fire.
Ding, ding, ding.
I like it.
Oh, every episode, you do the walkthrough. Episode one.
Oh,
like the
ring girls? Like the ring girls?
You're your own ring girl?
You're your own ring girl?
What if I do guy ring girls?
That's nice too. Yes. I'll definitely come.
Hey, relax.
Hey, I can help her scout.
Episode one.
Episode two.
So you do. Episode three.
High five. Can you guys see my episode one and two?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yes.
I won't sit there and talk for.
I don't want you to talk. Ring girls don't talk. They just look pretty. I don't want you guys to talk.
Your dad wants to meet this guy, right?
Yeah. What's a trip is like, you send stuff and it's like, we can actually get in touch with these people.
I know, but I don't ever think that you guys are actually going to do it.
What's up, fool?
What up, man?
Hey, bro, so we're doing Brown Bag Podcast and the homegirl thinks you're very sexy, so she sent your Instagram to the other homegirl. And then I was like, I know him. And they're like, you don't fucking know him. And I was like, I know that fool with my phone. I was like, so knows him too. She wants to know if you could sing her a song real quick.
For her birthday.
You want me to sing her a song right now?
Something like
that's
like
crazy.
5 seconds.
Something about you, baby. Tell me crazy. Something about these pretty girls.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow. Appreciate you, but yeah, I told her I knew her. I knew you, and they were like, "You don't fucking know him." I was like, "I know that, fool. I'm gonna call him."
Man, remember we did that movie together.
Yeah. See. Oh yeah. But it's never gonna come out, huh? I just. All right, boy. Hey, if I'm gonna hit you, thank you.
Hey, invite him to the live show.
Oh, hey, bro, you want to come to our live show on December 23rd at the Wiltern?
Yeah. Send me all the info. I'm down.
I got you. Easy. All right, pops. All right, easy. Yeah, Irene.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's come it up for Irene.
How do you feel, Irene? Do you feel serenaded?
Guys don't get that feeling, but getting serenaded is so beautiful.
It's like getting a lot of flowers.
My girl never sing to me. God damn it.
Mm-mm.
Bro, that fool can't come around my bitch.
No, no way. No way.
Like, I like, okay, you know how fools, like, get drunk and start rapping?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, like, if this fool just gets drunk and starts singing, like,
oh, for sure, no, you know.
Like, what
is,
the fuck?
All he has to do is look at your girl.
Shout out Irene, like, she got her, wish. Yeah, I remember when I first started coming around Irene and then when they thought they were cooler than me, Irene and Vic and them.
What do you mean?
Who? These two?
These
fools, their whole little...
Shut up. Dude, you're lying.
Why would you do that, Irene?
He's lying.
Hey, who's a cool one now? Spirit finger.
That's so crazy, dude.
But you know what?
Look how he's not saying no.
No, he knows.
I don't think so.
I was just younger and they were dicks. Anyways,
I don't feel like I was mean and... I don't
Bro,
think so.
I've been babying you since the day I met you.
Oh, but anyways, that's not the point. Chill, relax, I was joking.
See? Bro...
Shut up, dude. But look, I remember I went to one of Irene's birthday parties and they had Jeep Perico send her a video and she screamed.
You get everything.
I know.
Jeep Perico's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's
cool, yeah.
Oh my god, can we do Cooler Culo, Leti?
Yeah, let's do Cooler Culo.
Cooler Culo, okay, you guys know me. I'll be up today with the corrido joint. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy, his name's Octavio. What's his name?
Jose?
No, Octavio. Pause first. Octavio Cuadras. He's obviously in Mexico. You can tell by the house, the way it is. The doors are always see-through over there. And so this dude is going viral because he made the most jolly and happiest corrido of all time.
Why?
Listen.
Hey, I like that.
It.
Okay, so he's going
it's
viral
like
because
pop, like pop corridos.
Yeah, so he's going viral because he's obviously talking about like a like probably a like, a, like a drug dealer that's like con mi cosas bling bling. Like he's talking about, but he's going viral like everywhere because he's like this fool made a jolly corrido.
Yeah, and I love
and
it.
I'm a fan of it. That song's been in my head. And doesn't it make you want to do this?
What's his name?
Octavio Cuadras. This is he went viral right now. He's one of those artists that just...
I wonder if he actually has music out.
No, I don't think he does.
Yeah, he looks like super like...
Like he just made the song like just vibing.
On a whim, yeah. He didn't even have a mic.
But everybody's collabing with him already. Shout out my boy Alex Fella. He linked up with him in Sinaloa. And they made and they did the cover to that song. But doesn't the song make you want to...
Yeah.
Like do this?
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about like corridos right now being so popular is that people are going to keep flipping them and... Like Junior Acha, for example, making sad corridos.
Okay, so
this is like the opposite of
that. So in the comments, they're like, oh, the happy boys, like, you know, sad boys.
Yeah, sad boys, yeah. And this is like the opposite of that.
And they're kind of like corridos jolly.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, he's already collabing with big artists.
Damn.
They're fucking with him. So
he has a good voice.
Bro, but how, Leti, doesn't this song make you want to do this? Like, Leti.
Yeah, it feels just so sweet.
Can you play one more time, please?
He had a video that...
I feel like from Dera would make a great collab.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's do it one more time, Leti. Ready as a team?
Yeah.
You gotta do this look.
Everybody dance happy.
Ready? We have fucking shit. Yo soy así. Like it's catchy, So we put it under Cool Cooler. What do you guys think? Obviously, we
super
all think
cool.
It's cool, super,
super
cool.
Cool.
Shout out that fool.
Octavio, shout out you, man. Keep the
Octavio
the Jolly Corridos is coming, man.
Yeah. And I'm down for Jolly Corridos, especially like Christmas time, Jolly.
Exactly.
Yeah, give me a Corridos about El Santo Claus.
El Santa Claus.
Christmas Corridos.
You know, yeah, Christmas Corridos. Angie.
Yeah, so he's going viral all over TikTok, all over Instagram, and people have just been in love with this fool's like whole voice and his vibe. And it is and even in the back, there are, everybody's making videos of like them singing the song, and it's like one homie just walking by. And I think they even got a video from like an old Mexican like show telenovela. I think it's Cantinflas, where he's walking and he's just vibing.
Oh, he's like,
and they're just putting it like on all green screens, and it's just like, yeah.
So for I think sure, it's like a Disney movie should pick it up.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, he does say, it's all bien fucking shit.
Oh.
But I just think it's him being him. Maybe we clean it up. Maybe get the radio version.
Yeah.
Well, Octavio, man, you're cool, brother.
You're cool, bro.
We love that shit. Shout out you.
Let's take a quick break. Okay, we're back, and we have to show you this beautiful, wholesome photo of Duno that we got while we were on little break. He looks so cute. He looks like the cutest little thing. Like, AI couldn't give us a cuter photo of Duno. It's like, you know when you see animals as babies?
Yes. In their pure state. This Duno in his pure state.
Oh, my God.
He's so cute.
You know what he reminds me of? He's so cute.
Oh, my eyes look like
glasses. Do you guys remember that show Dinosaurs on Disney?
Yes.
That he reminds me of the baby.
Let me see his little face. Do not.
Look at this. Look at this.
I'm making this when you call me.
I already did it. I already did it on my phone.
So cute.
That's funny.
Papacito lindo, pero so cute.
Look at it. I already did it.
Wow.
That's funny.
That's so cute. Duno, do you see how cute you are there?
Of course.
Only there, though.
We can't hear you, fool.
You're eating the nut. Why are you putting it by your nuts? That's really funny. You're like, he's eating it like this.
He's picking the bread like a child. It's crazy.
But he has them covered at the same time.
Duno's homie just sent him a picture of his nuts.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He loved homie.
And I told him, I'm like, me and Angie would never send lip pictures to each other.
I wouldn't be like, hey, Luthi, look.
But if it was swollen,
you
know what's so funny is that I've had a homegirl that bruised hers, and she sent me a photo, and I was like, wow.
It's for medical, like,
yeah, but I'm not.
What is Irene going to do?
I was just like, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like, I just imagine, like, she's bullshit. Like, bitch, does this look normal? Like, she's sending it to Irene, and Irene's like, bitch, go to the doctor.
I was just like, wow.
If was that different than you... Then you guys changing in front of each other butt naked when you guys were in Vegas when you flew off a plane?
We didn't do that.
I thought you guys did when you guys got drunk.
No.
Why are you imagining that?
No.
That's one of his fantasies.
You guys said that.
No. Duno, calm yourself.
I heard you guys got drunk and there was two beds and you guys slept in the same one.
But that's very different than getting naked and changing in front of each other and all of that.
Yeah,
that's what you guys said.
No, we didn't.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I remember that. I wasn't even saying to be mean or nothing.
No, you never had me.
You weren't being mean.
You know, being horns.
I wasn't being horns. Oh God.
Oh my God.
But yes, that would be very different than changing in front of each other, sending a fucking photo of your balls to your homie.
If it was like bleeding
for the homies,
I wouldn't send it to you guys. I'd send it to fucking Teladoc, not to you guys.
Smart.
Sending a photo of your
what? What's the reason he sent it?
He cut himself while jumping the fence.
And what did he tell you, bro? Like, look at this. Should I go to the doctor?
He didn't fucking show us the fucking his whole penis was like. Look,
I'm not saying his whole penis.
He grabbed the nut and then just fucking only showed us the part that he was. Basically, we only see like the cut. We don't see like the whole nut.
Yeah.
Said that your homie sent you a picture of his balls. You said that.
He told us, hey, before I cut my balls, look at the picture of the cut. So I know it's in his balls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He still cut himself. Yeah. One time I cut myself in my ass really bad. I sent a picture to the group chat, like, hey, fool, look, I cut my ass.
How did you? Who took that photo?
I did.
He did like this.
Bad bitch status.
In the mirror.
Wow.
On the scene?
Yeah. On the scene.
Looking back.
This isn't going good.
Damn. She was like, oh my God, I bruised myself yesterday. And I was like, bruise yourself? Like, what do you mean?
What was she doing?
And then I don't know what
she was testing the waters.
I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, you got a bruised vagina. You're judging me?
It's
doing cartwheels.
Pretty even. Yeah.
Show me. Show what? Show us the photo.
You gonna see it?
Put it up on screen.
Yeah, put it.
I mean, I don't know if I show the homies balls too.
Well, you said it's not the balls. Yeah, you said it's the cut. So it should just be the...
And we don't know. What's his name?
We're not going to say his name.
No, no.
I wonder if his girl's going to be mad that I show you guys his...
He should be mad. She should be mad that he's showing y'all his...
His cup balls.
For him sending that picture.
Look.
Oh, my God. That is gross.
Why did I have to see that?
That's so nasty.
Oh, my God.
That's not my worst
that
nightmare.
That needs to be stitched.
Yeah, bro.
That needs stitching. Do you go to the doctor?
I hope he likes your wrist, call me.
That must hurt so fucking bad,
so
bro.
Nasty. Bro,
he has to be in excruciating pain. He is,
that's
right?
That's so gross.
As a person that draws walls, I've come a nut once or twice.
But like that's bad. Not like, it seems like bad. Excruciating pain, bro.
Nah. He's good.
You sure?
When you're dating somebody that paints the city with very nice things, you know how to be a doctor a little bit.
So what do you do?
Not me, but his girls are pretty sure it's very
his
good.
Girl can sew up his balls?
Yeah, because that looks like an open wound.
That doesn't look like
I was thinking like a cut, like a paper cut.
That looks like if you sprinkle lime on it, like he'll fucking scream.
Die,
yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, should I nut check it when I see him later?
No. Put Savila on his... Just kidding.
You need to get medical super glue because that it literally needs stitches.
Why I need to get it? I don't need shit.
Well, you didn't tell me for a reason.
No, we have a group chat with like.
That's
a gang
so
of us.
Crazy because it's like there's hair.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was shocked.
Vicky never cut your balls before?
like shaving my balls.
Wait,
yeah.
Did we just cheat?
Yeah, did I just cheat?
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
What just happened?
They cheated.
We just cheated. We just saw Little Man's balls.
Oh, shit.
No, one time. Dude, remember I told you guys Erica beat my ass once and bruised my balls?
Your sister?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I told you guys this story before. And one time when I was...
Oh, my God. Now check for the boner. Check for the boner.
Tell the story.
You're going to be single pretty
soon. I'm not.
I didn't know they had a sexy slumber party.
That was crazy. We just went
to Vegas. That was wild.
We just went to
Vegas. Remember when you guys got naked and played pillow fight and then you guys went to Vegas?
Remember when you guys were just jumping with your shirts off and together?
You know what the funny part about this? He's not sick no more.
I am. I'm sweating, bro.
Yeah, pobrecito.
Hey, but look. But yeah, one time I cut my nuts too, jumping the fence.
Okay, tell me about that.
I was jumping the fence and fucking, it just cut me, like scratched me a little bit. My like shorts were like, you know, like the gym shorts?
Yeah.
It like went through and it just scratched me a little bit. Ooh. But it's not as bad as that. And then when I cut my ass, I was like, you know those fences? You know those fences? I got like on top of the fence and I fucked up. So you know when you're trying to twist your leg? So I just jumped off and it like scratched me a little bit. It took a piece of my skin off.
Oh, that hurts. But, you know, bro,
growing up in the ghetto, you do a lot of shit that fucks up your body. Like you're like, why did I do that? What a pendejo.
Right. There's growing up in the ghetto and there's doing ghetto shit. You were doing ghetto shit.
Yeah.
In the ghetto.
Yeah, but it's just not just people that grew up in the ghetto.
But you know what? Dude, I've seen homies break their hands before.
You break your hand anywhere.
No, I
know,
but...
Yeah, but specifically
but,
tagging
but,
or jumping like, or balls.
Like, fool, we thought we were jackass. Like, we're not jackass,
yeah,
you know?
Are.
No, we're jackasses, but we're not the talent jackass.
Yeah,
we're not fucking Johnny
and
Knoxville.
And all they do is play with their nuts and balls. And
fucking like, break it. That's what Johnny Knoxville broke his penis before.
He did, right?
Yeah.
You break your penis.
A motorcycle landed... He went up, right?
They're so stupid.
He went up. It's boy shit.
That's why more guys die than girls.
And he went up, and when he let the motorcycle go, it came down and...
Oh, that's hurtful.
Jesus. Shout out Johnny Knoxville. He's a legend in my eyes.
He is
what
a
about
legend.
You,
shout out Johnny Knoxville.
No, he's a super legend.
All right, well, that was so crazy,
that was
guys.
Sex ed, brown bag,
that
brown
was
sex
so,
ed.
If you would have asked me in the beginning of the year if something like this would have happened, like by the end of the year, I would see someone's fucking balls like
other than your husband's?
Other than my hubby's.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
We're not cheating, okay?
Your medical doctor's in the podcasting field.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, if you guys were doctors, I wouldn't be cheating. We could just pretend.
Yeah.
Medical personnel.
You guys are doctors. Just say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey,
but now,
because imagine how many balls nurses
watch every week.
Hold on.
He does watch, yeah.
He does watch? Whoa, I think he might be mad.
By the time this pod drops, it's going to be either the last day of November or the first day of December. We are here at the end of the year, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy.
Dude, this year went by so fast.
So fast.
This month.
This, yeah.
Yeah, this was...
Hey, did you guys do Black Friday shopping?
No.
I did.
I did online.
I did online.
You did online shopping?
Makeup.
It takes so fucking long to get here, though.
It does.
That's why I like physical shopping for that reason. Angie loves shopping at Zara online.
I can't have to go in store.
I don't like dealing with all that people. Same thing with Target. I like drive up. People. But you go with me.
Just like, yeah, with you, I do go.
And normally I don't like doing the stores.
You rob shit?
No. Letty will be at the store. She's looking at stuff, taking her time, picking everything. And then she's like, okay, let's go. And then she'll leave the cart. She won't get the stuff.
I need the gratification of grabbing things.
Whoever works at any store, like Zara,
No, because I don't just leave it. No. Like, let's say we go to Target, right? I'll go. What was the last story? Was it Target?
Home Goods.
Oh, it was Home Goods.
But it'll be like,
oh, this is cute. And I need the, like, even just knowing that I gave myself that I put it in the cart. And then by the time we leave, I'll be like, oh, the line's too long or whatever. Yeah. And then I'll put it. But Angie's like, you always do that. I didn't know really that I do that until Angie pointed it out.
You'll find a reason to not buy shit.
Not get it. You'll put it in the cart for feeling it.
I feel like extended window shopping. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's like soothing to your soul, right?
Yes,
it's
like it cathartic. Good, like, oh, I could put this here. Oh, this would be
okay,
nice.
Okay, so that's their video games. That's their version of playing PS5 when we're like,
no. What do you mean?
You guys don't play video games, right?
No.
Well, how do you else do you like when you're stressed? Like, what do you do? That's what you do, right?
Well, probably. I online shop and then I don't purchase anything.
Okay, that's their video games. Because we don't actually play basketball. Like, we're just.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 2K or Fortnite or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, but there's a goal that
we don't actually shoot people even if we're stressed.
Dude, you know how fucking annoyed I would be if I was dating any of you three right now? Like, why? You're telling me we're in a fucking Target. You sat there and chose this, and then you put in the car, you get the line and you're like,
first of all.
No, I was about to call them crazy.
Any of us.
But then I thought about how crazy does it sound to, like, we just sit on the couch and play video games? Like, we didn't actually play basketball for hours, and then we trade players, and then we sign them, and then we release them. And we get stressed out, like, damn, they won't accept my trade, stupid 76ers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that seems crazy to them. That we just sit there and do nothing, but it's fun to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kind of get it. It's like a
fucking, you guys are giving Target blue balls.
You are giving Target blue balls.
Or whatever, you guys go Zara, Home Goods,
better than what you do.
I don't fucking steal anymore. Maybe sometimes I'll scan things once or twice.
Yeah. They're building a case.
Maybe a deordering or something. Mm-hmm. But you guys shouldn't be going to a store and not purchasing shit.
Yeah, I would be frustrated if I actually went with you.
You're an asshole because, you know, people can see online shopping. I would hate to see somebody be at my website.
They clear my cart. They clear the cart. Because I get an email. They send me an email saying, hey, you forgot something.
Here's 5% off more.
Yeah, and then they do that. Yeah, and then I wait.
They're fucking scammers, dog.
No, but they want me to buy it, right? So they're going to give me a damn code, and then I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I did that with Fenty this weekend. This is an economy, or this is a, what is it called?
It's a scam.
It's a C word.
A C word.
Community?
No, when we talk about capitalism.
Capitalism. Let these, okay. So you go to Target, right? I'm trying to imagine this,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it's you get a Target.
Just try it. Pretend we're at Home Goods. Because low key at Target, I buy everything.
Okay. So let's just say Angie's with you, you're by yourself.
Me and Angie.
Okay.
Because so Angie noticed it. Ask Angie what I do.
So Angie's there, right?
Yeah.
You guys park. Boom, you're in the Benz. And then you gotta like jump off the bench because you're really short.
And let us know if you guys do this.
And then you close your door, then you open the back door because your big ass fucking bag is back there.
Okay.
And then you grab it and you're making all this noise. You get your coffee, you walk upstairs, elevator.
Yeah.
And then you get there, you grab a cart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys separate or stick together?
Oh, at Home Goods, we're stick together. Yeah. When it's like Zara, we separate because we each have different vibes and then we come back.
Yeah,
one of them is lighter, one is darker. Okay, so you guys separate. Yeah. And then you guys go back around.
No, we don't separate. We're at Home Goods. We're together. We're walking around. We're like, hey, let's go look at the Christmas stuff.
And then you're like, Jorjito's room.
Yeah.
Lucito.
Like, this would be nice for the tree.
Yeah. My dad.
Oh, my God. Look at this mug, Angie.
Yeah, look at it.
Jorge would love this.
Do you think this is going to match for my Thanksgiving? Yeah. Look at it. Oh, my God. Color coordinating. And then we start looking for stuff and finding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. There's a line, right?
Angie, I want to go to the plants. Can we go to the plants?
Okay, you guys go to the plants. Boom, boom, you get the plants. Boom, 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 boom. So you're driving, right? You get there.
To the front.
And then you're like, it's too long.
Yeah, it's not even towards the front. It's kind of like...
On the side.
Like, it's on the side and I'm looking at the line. I'm like, you know, I could come back for this.
She's like, I don't really need this. I'll put it back.
Yeah.
Oh, the line's really long. It's okay. We can just make line.
I think I saw this at Dollar Tree for cheaper. Yeah.
That's but I felt the goodness of having put it in my cart.
No, but you know what
there's the workers... There's like a good feeling of that.
You know
that.
What the workers feel? The workers feel, now I gotta
do my job.
I mean, go back. That's what they got hired to do. It's kind of like sometimes like I used to feel bad and be like, damn, I didn't put the shirt back where I got it. But I'm just like, but I'm giving you something to do to pass the time because that's why you got hired. That's what you're getting paid. Wow. I mean, it's
when
not
I work retail, shout out to everyone I hate that works in like
that.
You, Irene.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Everybody that works in retail.
I don't make a mess on purpose.
Look, sometimes I put it back. Sometimes I leave it in the cart. Boom. But that is part of the job.
Okay, you know,
it's
I get
fucked
that.
Up. I'm sorry that I do
I
that.
I think what's more fucked up is Angie's time.
No, because we're spending time together.
Yeah, that's yeah. Totally.
So you don't mind
literally, no, because I told you I like doing online shopping. I don't like while
we're doing
with all
that we're like games. Imagining. We're having conversations. Video we're games. Talking about family. We're talking
that's
about the
so
kids.
Annoying,
we're venting.
Bro.
We're talking.
You know what? That's
we're drinking our coffee.
That's why I like going places where there's things for guys to do.
Like what?
Like if there's a Zara where we're going, let's say I want my woman a little bit.
I know what this is. What we're doing is how you guys go to strip clubs.
You guys just go to look.
You guys just go and not buy. As boys to eat chicken wings, right? That's the only reason we go. It just happens to be at strip clubs.
Yeah.
We go to these places, just drink our coffee and talk. But it's just like we're doing this. Yeah.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But you know, I ain't going to lie. The shippers might get some money out of me. I'm just might not get no money out of you. Yeah. But dude, I feel that. But dude, still like.
I'm sorry because it's probably gonna get so many workers triggered, but fuck it. Yeah. Like,
it happens.
Oh, it's
it
not happens. Like she gets like a whole cart full of stuff.
I know, no, I get it. I just think it's funny. It's like funny window shopping. Like, it's
not as bad as like ordering food and not picking it up. That's worse.
That's fucked up. You know what Angie does? What? Everyone has shopping app. What Angie, she has to touch everything.
Oh, I do.
Because every little Zara, thing. She's touching every shirt, every coat, every...
Yeah, like, she's like she has a feel the, merch person.
Maybe, but no,
she
just everything.
It all. Even she wants to know how it feels.
Like, even with plants, I have to touch it and like break the leaves so I can smell it, like something.
Oh
I just
God.
Have to.
Yeah, that's an
Angie
thing.
You're ruined, Angie. What the
you're
fuck?
You're not supposed to do that to the plants.
It's okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
see, that's Angie.
Yeah,
that's me.
Like, look at
that. What's your guys' shopping habit? What's your shopping habit?
I gotta see something.
See, stealing is not a shopping
look
habit.
Look at that. He just broke it.
See?
That is crazy. Is that alive?
No, it's fake.
No,
oh,
it's
okay.
Fake.
But who cares?
It's not even
shopping
gonna
habit
back.
Is spending too much money. I don't know. Trying everything on.
You
like,
try
I need to try everything.
On?
Oh, my
everything.
God, fake. Oh,
I
would hate
it. I try everything on. Because if
what
I don't like it.
Some high nah,
no, because if I don't like it, I know myself. I don't like returning shit. Right. Like, I'm not the type to return shit. I'll just be like,
I would rather you try
I'll take
stuff
the
on.
L.
I had like an ex sister in law who wouldn't try shit on. She would just buy a bunch of shit and then try it on at home. And I'm like, you're just setting yourself up to go to the return line.
Exactly. That's
which
not what I'm trying
weird
to do.
To me.
I hate
do that.
Walking in there like with the return. Yeah. Like I said I was going to return a shirt and I still haven't returned it. And I was just like, damn.
I do that.
Damn,
I don't mind it. Like, I'll buy a bunch of stuff online. Yeah. So I'm like, let me just order two of different
that's
sizes.
Even more
I think it's too much of a hassle to, to ship it back
well,
out.
Well, I go in
but
store.
But she ships and all that stuff. So
I'm trying to think of.
What's your like shopping habit? Something you do?
He said, not stealing. That's funny. I don't do that anymore, Lady, by the way. I'm a changed man.
I don't know. Your deodorant. Where'd you get it? How much was it?
Free 99.
I
know I have one. I definitely got one at the shoe stores. I'd be like, this one isn't.
And then you say no?
I definitely say no.
You're like, what are you fucking doing? You stupid fuck face.
You're exactly like that.
No, but I'm just looking at the shirt. I'm putting it in my cart.
But you're making the weird
making
you're
the
making
go
back
get your fucking shoe.
No, they gotta earn it. I don't do that.
Fuck, I gotta feed
them. No.
They gotta earn it.
I think they gotta earn it, exactly. First of all.
Oh, my God.
But I'm thinking of like of a bigger store, like if, when I'm at a Target or Ross or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, like what do you do out?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to think of like what I do like at the Ross or some shit like that.
Do you smell every candle? Are you someone that like...
I like smelling the candles.
Yeah, I like smelling the candles too. And they all kind of smell all the same.
Yeah.
There's one that's going to smell like pine. Yeah. One's going to smell like fucking cinnamon.
Yeah, the other one's going to smell
like super fruity.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, oh, true. Pumpkin. Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think. Is it a habit like if I just... I'd be like, if let's say I'm with somebody, we only go from one thing and one thing only. Like,
no, that's
and
a
you're
quick.
Mad
like,
you don't?
Like the other day I needed like another hard drive and I just went straight to the hard drive spot and I'm right back to the line and
I like
and,
that.
And the homegirl's like, dude, I want to look
around.
Don't
walk
I'm
around.
Like, fool, no,
oh, yeah,
you do
same.
That on your own time.
I'm very much like I'm going where I'm going.
Yeah,
and I don't look
but I don't think that's like a shopping habit.
Yeah,
it's a habit. Yeah,
that's like
going
a,
straight, not fucking around,
not
looking
around.
Yeah.
But
because I love the mall. I'll go to the mall and be like, ooh.
Oh, see, I'm not walking around and I know what store I'm going to. I know exactly what I need to get, and we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Damn, that's...
It's because you also get recognized, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll go to, like, the Ross...
Yeah.
And, like, just...
Oh, they don't recognize you there?
Not that they do stairs. Not so far from everywhere. But the girl... But the has a gang of good shit.
Yeah, fast.
You gotta go to the nice...
neighborhood.
You gotta go to the... Bro,
the
Ross by Letty... The Ross by Letty has some good shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Ross... I've been to the Ross in the OC before. I'm away to San Diego. Good-ass shit.
Which one?
I don't know the difference between OC and G, but I got off real quick. Got right back on.
But well, tell us your bad shopping habit. Don't lie.
For real.
Oh, you know what? It was Little Vic's birthday and I was there.
Yes.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I was in and out. I was there for like...
Did you bring a present?
No, I got $500 homie, $50 for
Yes, because Ali does not like that and I'm with her.
She
post? Doesn't like the homies of that this will brought. No one give a present.
Not so much you. Not so much you.
Somebody else came to the room for them.
Everybody else? All the homies. You know my homies. Yeah.
They just showed up. It was they drank everything, though. They ate everything, though. They got all this good stuff.
Dude, I was clowning on Vic the whole time. Because, dude, I'm like, Vic, why do you have a photo op for Little Vic's birthday? He's like, fool, I'm like, Little Vic doesn't care about no photo op.
It wasn't my idea. None of it was my idea.
It was great. It was beautiful.
She planned the hell out of that party.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah, that shit was good. Hey, bro, the tacos were fire.
In Edgar news,
This
is a mamalona slammed to the ground.
Oh my god.
Look at my boy.
Yeah.
How does he even know how to do that?
That's fire.
That definitely lives in the country somewhere.
Ooh.
Why is the car doing that? Can someone explain?
He's burning out. He's burning tire.
Okay.
So how essentially, do you do that? I think you hold, I think it depends, right? If it's stick shift or something like that. I'm not sure. But I think with those is you hold.
It's a technique.
You hold the brake and press the gas.
Yeah.
Or like it's neutral or something. I'm going
to
keep it
a buck. That looks so scary.
Yeah.
Whether it was an adult or a kid, but like what's going on in the back. To me, if your car does that, pull over it. You're fucked up. It's overheating.
And you know
shout
what?
Out this little Edgar, man.
Shout out this little fucking Edgar. You know why?
He's a little baby.
I bet you he never even played with Hot Wheels. He just went straight to these Hot Wheels right here.
And that fool knows how to drive that young. That's
look
good.
Look at his face. He's so serious,
he means business.
Too. Yeah.
He has a lineup.
He stands like, on business.
This ain't no toy.
Yeah.
I like this, bro.
His truck is all like primer paint, too.
Look at that.
That's how you know he's not afraid to smack shit with it.
Yeah, nah, that feels brutal with it. And he has nice tires on it, nice rims.
Yeah, imagine seeing him at a takeover.
That'd be sick.
That'd be scary.
That's crazy.
Dude, shout out him and whoever taught him how to drive that young.
Yeah, where would that be?
Somewhere in the Rancho, Mexico, or, you know, like, certain, like, what's it called? When I meet homies that grew up, like, in Bakersfield or places like that,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, how you learn how to drive so young? He's like, fool, you live in a city, you fools have... Like, we learn outside of our house.
Yeah, it's really dead.
Like,
you kind of have to.
It's like, you learn how to drive at a very young age and shit like that. Or if you grew up with super duper duper traditional Mexican parents, they get drunk as fuck and you got to learn how to drive so you can drive.
Yeah, my dad learned how to drive at the age of 8 because he would go pick up my grandpa from like the bars.
See?
Yeah, my mom too at 10.
It's crazy.
That's like a real thing, bro. Yeah. Like, my homie, Hams, he's locked up right now. He learned how to drive like at 13. He was driving around with his uncle's van. He would drive him. Back and forth from the casino, and he'll wait in the car. It was brutal.
Fuck.
When my pops would get lit, and then we would be at his compadre's house in South Central, like right off of Hoover, and then he would always be like, all right, Vic, you ready to drive home? So I had to drive it like through South Central, like on the freeway, like.
How old were you?
I was like 15.
You learned early?
Yeah, like early-ish. I didn't get to like have my own car till I was like 18, but I definitely learned, and I would. And then the thing was too, it was like a trick, because he'd be sleeping in the passenger seat like this.
Oh,
and I'll
scary.
Be like trying not to wake him up. Like
That's how I learned. That's how I learned when was it called when I was 18. Shout out the homie Sovic. He had his he let me drive his Chrysler, dog.
300?
Chrysler 300. And he was and him and the homie Andy blacked out. And I drove it from South Central from Central and 80 something all the way to my house in Echo Park.
Oh shit.
And that was like fool, he's like, go down Central, give a left on Slauson and just go down Fig before we're gonna be home. You'll start recognizing shit. And that's how I learned how to drive.
You'll start recognizing shit.
Fool, but he had a Chrysler, fool.
Yeah.
He said, if you hit the Staples Center, you got too far.
Yeah. That fool had a crisis. He'd be like, just, and then the, for the homie stomach, which is, that was my compadre.
Yeah.
So we call that fool tie-dye. You know, that fool would throw about himself a lot.
It's
a tie-dye. It's a tie-dye, kind of tie-dye. And that fool, he let me drive his Chrysler 300,
dang.
Fool. Keep a fool Chrysler 300.
We get it was a Chrysler.
Dude, yeah. But.
300. We get it.
I kind of want a Chrysler. You were little.
It was a Chrysler.
Yeah. And fool, I kind of want a Chrysler now.
So it was nice.
Why
part.
Don't you
get it?
Get it.
They're fucking expensive to are fucking they? Fix if they fuck up and shit like that.
Yeah. But it's a Chrysler.
But it's a Chrysler.
300. It'd be cool. Yeah.
Do you see how many times he said Chrysler?
I'm going to get myself a Chrysler.
It was a nice car.
It's a nice car.
Okay, let's do Sombra Sala.
Sombra Sala with Angie.
Can you... Okay, you guys. So this tripped me out. Remember Arcángel? You've been wanting to talk about Arcángel. And we were like,
I know.
Because remember that comment? No, because of that comment he made. Jose, can you go on the...
Yes, I know the comment. Can we brief about it? We'll talk about it. Okay, so Arcángel a long time ago. Not a long time ago. Maybe a couple months ago. Maybe
it's
a year.
Year ago.
Old, yeah.
It's an old
He made an
clip.
Interview where he said that everybody wants to be a reggaetonero, especially Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said some
no
shit
no one
like,
wants to do corrido.
Yeah, nobody...
Rancheras. He said rancheras.
Yeah, everybody wants to make... reggaeton, nadie que ningún
reggaetonero quiere hacer rancheras.
No, ajá.
Es la el único género.
So was that part.
Todo el mundo lo quiere cantar. Los mexicanos quieren cantar reggaeton. Mi respeto a los mexicanos. Oye, me respeto a todo México.
I don't know if you guys noticed a couple of weeks ago he actually came out with the song with Peso Pluma, but that song was very reggaeton.
Okay.
But this time he just dropped an album and he came out and made the whole video with Grupo Frontera.
Oh my God.
So he hopped on a ranchera. You can say a ranchera. You can put the volume. And it's good.
He's a great artist.
It's good. But I just didn't like that comment because even when they were filming this video, it was actually in Puerto Rico.
So he had the party go to him. Because you for sure know he can't make that in Mexico.
So this is my thing, right? This isn't even a traditional Mexican regional music.
It's not.
It's more, it gives cumbia vibes because...
That's Grupo Frontera.
Grupo Frontera is very talented, very like multicultural. They're allowed to do shit like norteñas, like no cheva, which is still even like not always super traditional. Yeah. But cumbia is traditional to Mexico, right? Some things of it.
Everybody mixes the cultures of different genres of music.
In their own way.
I
just think that when he made that comment, he probably didn't mean no harm. And you know what? Keep in mind, a long time ago, Mexican regional music was looked down upon. It was a very rare thing. Even like, I think we talked about it.
So this day, in the Grammys.
All of us. But in high school, like if you were to play that out loud, oh, you're a paisa or like shit like that, right? And now that we have broke barriers, these artists like a payo that's fucking exceeding in Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, all these places. Peso Pluma, he just sold out Chile, Argentina, all these places, right?
Yeah.
I think we're being accepted more now. And I could understand if he didn't mean no harm at the moment. Maybe it was true. Nobody wanted to make rancheras.
But what also, do you mean? There was a bunch of reggaetoneros making.
That was before Uno times 10
por
came
siempre.
Out? Uno
por ciento.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
that comment was before that or after 100%. That?
Was before, but even then, before that, there was music that they
but
had.
But it wasn't at the level it is now, is what I'm saying. So I'm not taking this comment as like, yes, he contradicted himself.
Yeah.
He contradicted those himself. Words.
I only have a little bit of issue because I get where you're coming from because you're right. The mainstream wasn't up to the Mexican regional as they are now. Like, we can't say that it's ever been like how it is today.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where the mainstream is like embracing how we are.
Yeah.
However, I can't say that he didn't mean it bad. Because when he said it, it was kind of to shit on it.
Yeah,
y'all want to be us. We don't want to be y'all. And it's like, whether that be true or not, there's a sense of like, just like nose up in the air.
Like, we're
like,
superior.
We're the shit.
Our
Everyone
music
wants
is
to
superior.
Be who we are, all that shit. And it's like, to me, whether you said that or not, and the mainstream didn't want to fuck with corridos, corridos was fucking with corridos. Like, it still had, and Mexican
its
regional,
own power.
And,
its own
and
power.
It had and, his audience, and it low-key feels, of course, because he's Puerto Rican, and it's like, you're not a Mexican, so you can't, like, it can get a little bit that part.
Tricky. Yeah,
like, y'all just want to be Puerto Ricans, we don't want to be you
and
guys.
You know what it is? And maybe
so it can get
that
personal.
Way. But it's how you said it. Because he asked the question, and the interviewer was probably what? A Puerto Rican interview, right?
Yeah, it was.
And he was like, do we want to make rancheras? And it was like a pause.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right there, he backpedals. He's like, no, no disrespect to Mexico. And yeah. even in that video before, Jose, if you can click on link number two, they asked him like, oh, like, how did this even happen? And he's mm-hmm. like, well, just to clarify, I just want to say like, it starts at 410 second. He was just saying like, I want to clarify, like, I didn't talk bad about the artist. I love Mexico. I love tacos. I mm-hmm. love coming here because I like their weather, all that stuff. So he's still trying to backpedal. And I know before that, he even said comments saying like, oh, I didn't mean to disrespect it. Like, Mexican artists have, like, the best voices ever. Like, if mm-hmm. I can sing, do a duet with
We do Los have Tucanes, amazing voices, let's yeah. be honest. Like,
with I Los mean, Tucanes, I'll do it. But that's just him backpedaling.
I think to him, like, to make that comment was very, like, short-sighted and kind of caught me by surprise because he's been in the game, what, like, yeah. 20 years? Mm-hmm. And you have to know by this point.
He's been, like, trained more than, like...
Not only that, you just have to know that music and everything is in cycles. Reggaeton yeah. can be up here today, down here tomorrow. Mexican regional is up here today, yeah. 5 years. We hope it's on top, right? But we don't really know.
And there like, should
and we
be
can't
like
shit on other genres in the meantime.
Respect amongst genres exactly. is where I'm coming from, too. Because, like, low-key, let's make it to English, right?
Yeah.
I don't listen to country. But, hey, I know that motherfuckers love country.
People yeah. love country.
To be like, hey, they don't want to be us. Like, they all country people want to be us. We don't want to be them. That is like low key shitting on them.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, no,
motherfuckers love that. But yeah, even rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, rock's not for me, but hey, for who it's for, I'll respect you. Now, what if I said, dog, ain't nobody trying to do rock? No one wants
but
to do
then
rock.
It gets really popular.
Then it feels like, what the fuck are you coming at us for, bitch?
But
that's what he was saying. Yeah, nobody's trying to do corridos.
I get what you're saying.
But it's like they have their own thing. Leave them be.
100%. And I like that because even like, that saying, right? When like, even like when rappers start painting their nails or doing shit, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, that's the rock star vibes.
Yeah.
But then you want to shit on their genre just because you don't listen to certain. So I get that. Even like him rocking the Virgin Mary, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
But I get it. You want to be involved with the culture.
Leather chaleco.
And you know what? And like I said, even if he didn't mean it in a bad way, it's how you said it.
Yeah. So I get it. I get it. But
also, and why is he wearing T'Challa's necklace?
But I get it. It's. And keep in mind, right? He didn't make a traditional ranchera.
Right.
But he was still trying
Mexican
to
hit the ballpark. It's still music that's led by Mexican artists 100%. Just like a corrido or like mm-hmm. the genre.
So I just think, I think like, I'm not like, take it hard, but I definitely get where I get off point of view.
I get
like,
off point of view.
Yeah. No, I get
I'm
it
like,
too.
So I'm like, it's a lesson learned from him.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
for
a lesson
sure.
learned, like, yeah. bro. And today I was sitting with my mom, right? I was eating breakfast with my mom and mom was like, whether anybody likes it or not, if a Mexican artist isn't if a Mexican fan base, Mexican and any Latinos, right? If they're not behind you, it's very hard for you to
mm-hmm.
go to bro because a Taylor Swift succeeds very well in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Adele succeeds very well in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Pink Floyd does amazing in Mexico.
Yeah.
The Doors did amazing in Mexico.
A lot of artists, their main
fan base is Mexico because Mexico's kind of like a big melting pot when it comes to
mm-hmm,
music.
Mm-hmm.
The love for music in Mexico is a very beloved thing. Like mm-hmm. you look
and
like,
they've built so many amazing venues for artists to go over there.
Yeah. The one that Grupo Frontera, I mean Grupo Firme, the Soca.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think Junior Acha just announced that he's gonna do it. So but congratulations, Junior Acha. I think that's what I saw. I hope I'm right. But if it's not, I'm manifesting it for you. But if it is, so proud of you.
Congrats.
But yeah, I just think it was, yeah, like, it was too soon to even say a comment like that.
Yeah.
Or it just, it don't fucking say the comment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
just, and then it's just like, it's like you said, it's a learning lesson for him because he learned real quick. I'm sure he learned.
Oh, for sure.
I think he learned now, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, because when he was in TJ, when he,
saw him.
They were fucking with him.
Oh, at
Baja Beach Fest. But also, a lot of people that go to Baja Beach Fest is all Americanized like us. So we don't, but I'm pretty sure like, people were like, people in it, bro.
Yeah.
Mexico's a fucking.
For sure.
That's what our team way. We don't.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, Unidos.
Yeah, Unidos. Yeah. So that's why we're like that, you know, all the Mexican blood that runs through us. But it's a lesson learned. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
The song, I haven't even heard it.
So I like the song. It's good.
It's a good song.
It's catchy.
Of course. And full bio and them are kidding. Shout out them for the speech they gave out there. At their show at Peacock. Mm-hmm. I heard it was beautiful and shit like mm-hmm. that. But yeah, I'm not mad at it. But play. Press play, I want to listen to the comment.
Es un movimiento, ya. Pero a mí me todo el tiempo yo no critiqué la música ni el género ni los artistas tampoco. Yo no puedo.
So then what did you criticar?
Tampoco puedo criticar a la gente tan talentosa, nunca lo haría. So que, hecho, para mí colaborar con ellos es algo bien especial.
Porque a pesar de todo, yo adoro México. Me encantan los tacos, papi.
Because I was just thinking Yaritza. Yaritza made a comment about Mexico, right? Like the food, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then this fool made, and then they were trying to cancel her. But then this fool goes on and he kind of, pretty much this is the Mexican music and then he doesn't get canceled. That was just like my question. Like,
in Mexico, not everybody's a fan of corridos and rancheras.
Okay.
So
everyone is a fan of Arcángel?
No, but if we're comparing it to Yaritza, everybody's a fan of Mexico. Everybody's a fan of our food. Mm. So when Yaritza made that comment, she offended every single country. Oh, I mean, every single thing. I could be like, I don't like country music. I don't want to ever make country music. The only people that are going to be mad at me are the country artists.
Like Yaritza said, oh, yeah, I don't like boleros or something. Like, or I don't like mariachi music. Yeah. I hate mariachi music. Right? But she's in Mexico. Right? But she could say that because it's a style of music versus I don't like tacos.
Yeah, but she makes Mexican regional music, so it'd be contradicting. He doesn't make
but
that.
But mariachi's not Mexican regional.
But now he's contradicting himself.
No, yeah, now. But what I'm saying at the moment, it's like he only was like, bro, I don't really like rancheras. Like, that's anyway what he's saying. Like I don't want to make rancheras.
He's shitting on the genre. If she shitted on mariachi music, I'd still think she would get
the same
shitted on.
Mariachi is not Mexican regional music?
But it's a genre.
She's just making that comparison that you're talking about. Because
you're saying he didn't shit on a staple of Mexico, right? He didn't shit on the food of the people, right? But she shit on the food, the traffic, all of that. But let's say she only shit on the music.
Yeah.
Like how he's just shitting on the music. She would still get same heat.
Yeah.
Is it because it's a Mexican talking about Mexico?
Yeah, that and I think I think right now at the moment Arcángel isn't who he used to
like
be.
He's not at his prime.
Yeah, like if I feel like if Bad Bunny would have said that.
But when he said it, he was. When Arcángel said that stuff, he was more at his prime than he is now. Because he didn't say that comment about Mexican music. He didn't say that now. He said that years ago.
He said it like maybe last year, not that long.
Yeah, so
that everybody wants to be.
Yeah, that's not too long ago. So that's why it's like a little weird, like how Vic said, in 1 year or 2 years, a whole genre of music could be on top of the other.
And
so,
then you can still play festivals in Mexico. Meanwhile, other people are Mexican.
Yeah.
They cancel the Gideon threats.
I think it's more that it's our own.
And then it goes back to people always saying like, oh, you can't be hating on your own people. It's like you're doing that right now. That's why my question, am I get cut off?
Because then what's the other thing? The biggest hater to a Mexican is another Mexican.
Yeah. That is the same.
Yeah.
That is the same.
Yeah, because I fucking hate you. Not you.
Amy?
Yeah.
That's all right. I love you.
Aww. You can't hate that. No. Who can hate that?
You're so cute. You give me cute aggression. You give me cute. It's so cute.
I think
you should mediate the conversations between, like, you should be there.
Shout out to Arcángel.
I feel like Loki Grupo Frontera is the you. And that cute little face of music. They can help everything.
Hey, you know what?
They're helping Arcángel.
Yes.
Loki, I think they have like a collab with Yaritza. They're the ones that
could be
like...
Yeah, they were the ones that were bringing her out when nobody was. Honestly, they were the only ones.
I love that. We're the young life. We believe.
Fucking with them.
Yeah.
Everybody's probably around like, man, fuck that shit. We on fucking hip hop mode.
Hey, bro, it's chill though.
No pasa nada.
No pasa nada.
Let's be friends.
Right?
Because if I was like singing Oh Shabbat, you can't be mad at
You can't world. Be no, mad. No, that's happy corridos, dog.
That's Jolly Corridos. Yeah, you said it. Pio and them should make a song. If they get on that, let the U-Man offense with that.
Look.
Ooh, I'll be fine.
Alina, what's up? Okay, before we get out of here, we love you so much. We will see you at our live show. It's going down November 23rd at the Wiltern.
It's
going to be vibes. I'm so happy. I'm already planning, you guys. You know how my little game show host is?
Yeah.
I have so many surprises, even for you guys.
Mama
Leti's plotting. Mama Leti's plotting. And then I also want in one of these next episodes to do like a we're going to rank the best songs and the best albums and the best performers of this year, okay?
Ooh.
So Peso Pluma, Fuerza Regida,
like
Eslabón
that.
Armado, Karol G, Grupo Frontera,
Bad Bunny.
We're gonna rank it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. All right.
Let's brown do bag it. Rankings. Brown bag. Press the link in our bio and down there to grab your ticket. Yes.
We'll see you at Besame Mucho. We'll see you at Besame Mucho.
And we'll Besame in Houston.
Yeah. And then Irene's going to go make out with Mikey.
We out.
Oh, she didn't say no.